Hello, this is Greg Fries. A call that is very memorable for me. I was living in far northern Wisconsin, running as an EMT basic as part of a small town fire department voluntary ambulance service. And it was midwinter, dark and snowy. We rural area with a lot of snowmobile trails, and we received a call probably about 3 in the morning for a snowmobile versus tree. Snowmobiler versus tree accident. So a couple miles out of town, snowmobiler about a mile in off the road on the trail. And we responded to the fire station, got the ambulance. 3 of us went on the call in the ambulance. The most experienced EMT went in first. And when we arrived at the road, there was a member of the injured snowmobiler's party waiting on the side of the road on his snowmobile to transport us in. And meanwhile, we'd also already heard the county sheriff's deputy was already on scene and that CPR was in progress. And so the most experienced EMT went in on the back of the snowmobile with the jump kit. And a few minutes later, he called back to the ambulance asking for another one of us to come in and also to bring some equipment. And moments later, a snowmobile zoomed up to the side of the ambulance and motioned for me to get on the back. And I don't have much experience riding snowmobiles, so I'm more of a skier and a snowshoer. But anyway, I quickly acknowledged and got on the back of the snowmobile. And snowmobiles can go very fast, upwards 75, 80, 90 miles an hour with pretty fast acceleration as well. And as I got on the back, the driver of the snowmobile gunned the engine so forcefully I almost fell off the back of the snowmobile. And I slapped him on the shoulder, and I yelled in his ear. I said, you got to slow down. And he turned around to yell at me that his friend was injured, and the stench of alcohol in his breath was so strong that it almost forced me to fall off the snowmobile for a second time. And then I could suddenly realize the folly of what I had done and the considerable danger I was in accepting a ride from this fellow. And that lesson has stuck with me for a long, long time about really stopping and pausing at any scene. And we did arrive a few minutes later at this spot. I was able to hang on for the whole spot. And, you know, meanwhile, CPR was continuing on this patient. And as you can imagine, the outcome wasn't good for the patient. He was probably dead at the time of impact. And the lesson, though, of that ride into the patient, as well as the ride out when we had our, by that time, our rescue sled on scene and stretcher sled that the patient was in while we transported him out, that memory stayed with me for a long time, and thought I might share that with others to think about hazards that might exist as you enter scenes, and not to make a mistake like I did, accepting a ride with somebody that was obviously impaired and no condition to be transporting anybody, let alone himself.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.